Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a major First Amendment case that tests whether false statements made in a corporate public relations campaign are commercial speech that can be punished as false advertising. At issue is a lawsuit brought in California against Nike, the world's largest manufacturer of athletic apparel. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Nike was sued under a state law that allows citizen lawsuits to enforce the state ban on false and misleading trade practices. The suit accused Nike of making false statements to counter charges that the company had paid substandard wages and allowed sweatshop conditions abroad. Nike appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the suit before it went to trial. Today on the steps of the high court, Nike's lawyer, Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe, said that Nike's PR campaign was part of a broader debate about globalization, that it was not advertising and thus should be protected from such suits.
If there were advertisements for Nike shoes that said, here's the brand, Air Jordan, you like Michael, you'll love these shoes, and we are great to third world workers, that would be an advertisement, and every bit of it could be tested. But in this complaint, however they might want to characterize it, the meat and substance of it is press releases, letters to the editor, answers to public charges.
But Patrick Coughlin, one of the lawyers involved in suing Nike, said that Nike's PR campaign was aimed at persuading consumers that they should still buy the company's shoes, and it's not some broad debate about globalization.
In advertising in today's world, it's not done in a clean package. It's not always done just in an ad on TV. And when Nike chose to write athletic directors who made the decisions about what shoes to purchase for their universities, they were reaching out to the consumer that was going to buy their shoes, and they wanted that consumer to know certain information about that company. And we said they misled those people.
Inside the courtroom, Professor Tribe sought to persuade the court that Nike's PR campaign was not commercial speech, which is subject to suit for falsity. Instead, he asserted the PR campaign was no different than a political speech or a news report, non-commercial speech that is much more difficult to sue over. To allow this suit to go forward, Tribe argued, would stunt political discourse in the business world. Justice Kennedy, you want us to say that filing a lawsuit chills political speech? Answer, yes. Justice O'Connor, do you take the view that none of the things set out in this suit meet the standards of commercial speech? Answer, yes. Justice Ginsburg, the problem with this case is it comes to us in such a preliminary stage. Shouldn't you at least have to try to get the case dismissed on factual grounds in the lower courts? Answer, that would make the courts a pawn in a public debate and would possibly subject Nike to a show trial. Justice Stevens, so even a public agency like the Federal Trade Commission couldn't bring this case? Answer, yes, that's correct. Supporting Nike was the Bush administration Solicitor General Ted Olson. But Olson maintained that while an individual cannot bring a suit like this one, a public agency could. California, he said, in allowing citizen suits, has transferred its governmental authority to anyone and everyone who can come up with the court filing fee. It allows unelected and unaccountable individuals to advance their own agendas by launching complex and expensive litigation. Justice Breyer, imagine an advertisement that says our refrigerators are ozone-friendly. The penguins will love that. But then it turns out that the manufacturer is using the worst kind of chemical imaginable. They're lying through their teeth. How do you draw a line between that and the letter sent to the college athletic directors in this case, in which Nike allegedly made false statements about the wages it paid and the working conditions it allowed in the production of its products? Answer, the remedy has to be tailored to an actual harm that's caused, and no harm is alleged here. Representing California activist Mark Caskey, lawyer Paul Hober conceded that his client has never bought any Nike shoes and thus has not suffered any harm. But under California law, said Hober, Mr. Caskey is suing on behalf of consumers in general. Just bringing a lawsuit does not violate the First Amendment, he said. Justice Kennedy, that's the question, whether a lawsuit chills speech. Answer, the false statements alleged in our complaint are specific factual statements about how Nike treats the workers who produce its products. They are not statements about globalization. Justice O'Connor, but none of this was advertising. Answer, it was not in an advertising format, but it certainly looks like advertising. And if you exclude it from false and misleading advertising laws, lots of promotional material will be excluded too. Justice Breyer, the truth of the matter is it's both. Nike is trying to sell its products and to make a statement about a public debate. Answer, our position is that consumer protection, Justice Kennedy interjected, trumps the First Amendment? Just how the court answers that question will determine how Nike and a lot of other companies will conduct their PR campaigns in the future. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.